Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has become the first Trump administration official to publicly tie Russia to a wide-ranging hack of U.S. government computer networks and private companies as well. As NPR's Greg Myrie tells us, President Trump himself has had nothing to say publicly.
President Trump has remained silent, and his administration has said little about the hack that's breached at least a half dozen government agencies, including the State Department. But during the course of a lengthy interview, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, quote, "We can say pretty clearly that it was the Russians that engaged in this activity." U.S. intelligence agencies have been briefing members of Congress, prompting several to say in recent days that the evidence points to Russia. The U.S. Cybersecurity Agency says the hack is ongoing. It's expected to take months to repair networks that have been compromised. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
A second COVID-19 vaccine is now part of the U.S. arsenal against the coronavirus pandemic, as the Food and Drug Administration yesterday gave the green light to emergency use of a second vaccine, this one developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. The vaccination process was already underway for health workers and nursing home residents with a similar coronavirus shot from Pfizer and BioNTech. As production continues to ramp up, the director of the National Institutes of Health says it's critical for as many people as possible to be vaccinated. Dr. Francis Collins says people should know.
If we don't succeed in getting 80% or so of Americans immunized against COVID-19 by the middle of this 2021 year, we have the risk that this epidemic could go on and on and on. So this really matters.
Johns Hopkins University coronavirus trackers report close to 314,000 U.S. deaths so far, with 17.5 million identified cases. What about help for Americans still in need of financial pandemic relief? NPR's Susan Davis has that story.
House and Senate leaders say they're close to a final agreement, but last-minute hurdles remain. Republican Senator Pat Toomey's trying to insert a provision in the bill to ensure emergency lending programs created earlier this year for the Federal Reserve expire at the end of the year as initially intended. The Biden team and congressional Democrats are pushing back. They see it as an attempt by Republicans to tie the hands of the incoming administration to address ongoing economic threats posed by the pandemic. Overall, congressional leaders say they're close to a deal on a bill that will provide additional relief to millions of Americans, including more money for unemployment benefits and another round of stimulus checks. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The office of French President Emmanuel Macron says he is able to continue working after testing positive for COVID-19 earlier this week. Yesterday, Macron said he was okay, but working at a slower pace than usual outside of Paris. The International Organization for Migration is closing a camp in western Bosnia today, forcing more than 1,000 migrants to fend for themselves as winter begins. Matthew Algio has details from Sarajevo.
The International Organization for Migration opened the camp near the Croatian border last March when the coronavirus pandemic began. The migrants from Asia and Africa were passing through Bosnia on their way to the European Union, but were stranded here when borders were closed. The IOM says the Bosnian government has failed to provide running water and electricity, so it has no choice but to close it. The 1,200 migrants in the camp will join about 1,500 others who are already living in forests and abandoned buildings as overnight temperatures in the region begin to drop below freezing. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Algio in Sarajevo.
United Airlines is focusing on the case of a man who died shortly after taking United Flight 591 from Orlando, Florida, to Los Angeles Monday night. The flight was diverted to New Orleans. The airline says the man's wife was overheard telling an emergency medical technician he'd shown symptoms of COVID-19, including a loss of taste and smell. United has given information about other passengers to the CDC. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.